Hi, and welcome to the Gucci Podcast and Series 2 of Vault. In this series, we'll be meeting some of the inspiring brands who'll be showcased on Vault. Here's host Shahid Abari talking to Daniel Dujour about Total Luxury Spa.
Hello and welcome to Vault, a Gucci mini-series. I'm Shahid Abari, a professor at London College of Fashion and your host for the Vault podcast. Vault is Gucci's online concept store, and this is our second series of the Vault podcast. We envisage Vault as a meeting place in the metaverse. It's where we treasure the power of vintage and imagine inventive new futures. Browsing the virtual shelves of Vault, you'll find precious and rare vintage Gucci finds, alongside newer works from hand-picked designers. And now, in its newest adventure, Vault showcases exclusive capsule collections and curated selections from noteworthy brands dear to Alessandro Michele. In this series, we're getting to know some of those very special brands. This time, we're talking to Daniel Dujour. He's the brains behind Total Luxury Spa, a wholly original experiment in clothing, wellness and community building, based in Los Angeles. Let's find out more. Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're so delighted to have you. You're looking great. I have to tell our listeners, you've got this amazing... Is this Total Luxury Spa wear?
No, well, that what I'm wearing now? I wish. No, it's not.
It's still pretty
But we are about to drop some stuff that's pretty similar, so thank you.
Okay, so we're getting a little sneak peek. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell me who you are and what you do.
I'm Daniel Dujour. I run a studio called Commonwealth Projects. And out of that studio, we have quite a few different sort of outputs, most of which have kind of a focus or sort of a foundation in the community in one capacity or another. A lot of the projects that we do are kind of experimental, I would say, and somewhat sort of looking towards the future of what the future could look like. So that's some of the stuff that we'll probably end up getting into.
Well, shall we talk about Total Luxury Spa? What's Total Luxury Spa?
So Total Luxury Spa is one of the outputs from the studio. It's essentially an imprint. We put out quite a few books and zines. It started as an imprint and has since kind of transitioned to some extent into, I guess, a clothing line. I don't come from a fashion background, so it's somewhat new. And I definitely view it as kind of an experimental platform, if you will.
Yeah. You don't come from a fashion background, but fashion feels like it's an important part of the project, right?
Yeah, I think I come from sort of a fine art and kind of design background, graphic design background. And I think we kind of stumbled upon clothing in a way as a means of communication. And I think you can kind of go into, I don't know, different mediums like fine art making and things like that. But I think the audience through fashion is really interesting. The audience is really broad. It can reach people really quickly. And you can kind of have this conversation without being there in person in all these really interesting ways. Yeah. And so what we found with Total Luxury Spa is there's a lot of issues that we want to kind of talk about and sort of showcase or bring people to. And I think in a lot of ways, Spa, TLS Spa, has kind of afforded us to do that.
Yeah.
You know, the shirts almost become kind of these vessels, if you will, for sort of communication or kind of conversations. And those conversations aren't always kind of tightly wrapped and sort of perfectly presented. I think sometimes it's the beginning of a conversation. Sometimes it starts in the middle. Sometimes it's kind of alluding to something and you kind of finish the conversation or kind of ask the questions and it responds back.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
That's kind of where we're at with it.
Well, I love this idea of shirts being vessels for communication. I'm going to ask you more about that in a minute. But let me find out about Commonwealth Projects, because that's the bigger, the creative studio that you're working with or in. Tell me about
that. Yeah, so that's where I'm at now. I started Commonwealth Projects in about 2008, specifically working with artists. So about 75% of the work that we do, I would say, is in kind of the fine art space. So specifically in kind of communication. So a lot of kind of graphic design projects, a lot of art publications. We do a lot of exhibition design. We work with a lot of cultural institutions kind of on their sort of communication strategy and kind of output and rollout. And then I would say about 25% is sort of in the fashion space or kind of commercial space, if you will. Kind of lots of brand identity and kind of working with other brands to kind of help them roll out their communication.
And what's Una?
So Una is kind of our most current output. In a way, it's kind of a sister project to Total Luxury Spa. if Total Luxury Spa is a little bit more punk and kind of, you know, doesn't really have to follow the rules and can kind of do whatever it wants. You know, it's a book at one point, it's an event at another point, it's a shirt maybe now. It can kind of change forms really quickly. Una's kind of a larger project, if you will. Una is a kind of character that we came up with, which is our kind of spirit animal that represents a certain way that we want to kind of see the world in the future. Yeah. And so we're starting with the kind of the animal first, if you will, kind of developing that out. And it's going to take forms, different forms. So we're really excited that one of the first forms it's going to take is this collaboration with Gucci.
We're really excited about it too.
Yeah, cool. And so it pulls from sort of like utopian ideas of the future that were kind of developed in the past, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Total Luxury Spa does something similar, specifically sort of like 60s and 70s ideas of the future. And then we sort of like update to today or kind of bring into a conversation, a very contemporary conversation, where Una is a bit more kind of inspired maybe by the 90s. We bring in kind of current conversations today as well, but it's really about looking towards the future specifically.
Yeah.
We can kind of go into sort of our kind of tangible ways of doing that. You know, our t-shirts and our long sleeves are all 100% recycled, which is something we're really excited about. And we want to kind of continue that conversation. All of the bags and the box, everything that we ship, everything is plant-based. And at the same time, that's not the foundation it's built on. Those are just sort of like a byproduct of something that we want to do. That makes sense.
Yeah, it totally does. It's this brave new world that you're creating, Daniel. I want to go into it. What does your utopian vision look like? What's important to you?
There's so much. I don't know if we have time on this call to go into all of it. I guess a more balanced kind of social construct, I guess, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, where everyone's heard. A space that's not necessarily dictated by the medium that you're kind of working in. I love this idea that, you know, artists can kind of work in different mediums and jump between different kind of conversations. And that's something that I believe can happen with a fashion company as well. You can work with different types of people and bring conversations that maybe aren't heard all the time across different mediums, but you can bring them into this medium specifically. You know, a more just future, you know, all the things that we're probably both, you know, very passionate about.
Yeah.
And I think you can do so with this sort of vessel, this sort of like framework, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about Total Luxury Spa. I mentioned that the store is based in LA. If I were to go there, I want to go there today. What does it look like? What would I experience?
So we have a shop. We actually have like kind of a headquarters, if you will. It's all designed in tile. So it does pull from some sort of like almost like bathhouse or sort of spa kind of idea. It's full of books and clothing. You know, some of our friends' art projects, you know, we have a project by Khalil Joseph in there. There's kind of a rotation of art that kind of comes through the space and we showcase art in different ways. There's a Terrence Coe piece in there at the moment. And, you know, it's full of kids. Like there's kids from the neighborhood that both kind of work there and hang out. And it's a mix between sort of publications, fine art, skating. You know, we carry a bunch of skate products and decks and trucks and wheels. And there's a skate park not too far from the studio down the street. So it's sort of a bridge between sort of the skate park and the kind of the headquarters.
What was the thought process behind Total Luxury Spa? How did it come about?
Yeah, so Total Luxury Spa, the idea is sort of a hypothetical kind of bathhouse or sort of rejuvenation space, I guess, if you will. But instead of sort of, you know, saunas and cold plunges and all of these, I don't know, eucalyptus rooms and things like that, what if culture was the thing that sort of rejuvenated you? You know, what if one room was a listening room and the other room was a library and then the next room was for meditation and that kind of thing. And so we just kind of ran with that idea. And then this idea that luxury, if you will, is sort of, I guess, in the eye of the beholder, right? So this idea that like luxury can be wellness and luxury can be conversations, accessibility, and luxury can be being able to reach out and kind of touch something and connect with someone. And so we sort of play around with all these different ideas in ways that maybe aren't hyper literal.
Yeah, I love that because I hate cold plunges and I love books. So it sounds like my kind of place. Could you tell me what the values of the brand are? I'm getting a sense of it. You've got a really holistic vision, but tell me, what are the values behind the brand?
Yeah, and Una has very similar values. They're slightly larger, maybe like on a world stage, I guess, if you will, versus, you know, this kind of micro macro kind of thing a little bit more. But the values of both brands is very much driven in the community. Where Tola Dre Spa, it feels like it's kind of the core sort of center. And with Una, in a lot of ways, it's a byproduct of everything that we do. With Tola Dre Spa, we can go into a couple of the different scenarios and kind of projects that we've done. Just recently, there's a flower shop right down the street. Uh-huh. And every week in the shop here, we go and get flowers from them and put them in the shop. And we've gotten to know this family really well, the Lopez family. And for Valentine's Day, we thought it'd be really cool to kind of do a collab with them, I guess, you know, in streetwear talk, and to sort of, you know, just kind of collaborate with them and not only decorate the space and kind of the bouquets that they design really well, but to really like put their story on a platform. They built the shop, I want to say, in the early 80s. And, you know, they've gone through sort of like the LA riots, and they have all these incredible stories about how the neighborhoods changed and things that they've gone through and built their shop back up. And really, we want to help them tell that story. And so we did a series of shirts with them right around Valentine's Day. They designed the bouquets. We designed the shirt with them. And then people could come to the shop here or their shop and purchase the shirts. And the proceeds from those shirts go directly back to the family. Amazing. And so it's this really cool way to kind of not only create a conversation and kind of a connection to something that we care deeply about, but it's also a way for other people that come into the space to learn about them, to get involved, to bring resources to the space, to, yeah, just be in conversation, you know? And I think for us, that's what it's all about. And we did something similar in Paris a few years ago with the Coachy family, where it's a family from Morocco that I met the son. And the son and his father and his grandfather all work at a kind of a local bodega just outside of Paris. And, you know, we got to know them really well and heard about their story and how they came over from Morocco and how they send money back to the family in their family in Morocco and their sort of family history, their family story. And for us, you know, it's a story that I think we all share in one way or another. And it's sort of like this beautiful kind of bridge, like sort of getting to know people. And you know, you might go down the street to your local bodega and you might not know the person's name, but you've seen them your whole life and you interact with them every day. But we sort of figured out a way to maybe like bridge that gap a little bit more. Like, yeah. Why not get to know them? You probably relate to them in all these different ways. They probably relate to you in all these different ways. And so it was sort of this kind of conversation piece. And so we designed a shirt out of all of these amazing materials that the grandfather had actually shared with us. Everything from some of his original kind of documentation, you know, his kind of like essentially visa documents mm-hmm. in the country to all sorts of things, and really got to share the family story. And then we did a silkscreen workshop in Paris proper. And it was insane. There was like 150, 200 people came out every day. Wow. The family was there. The family got to share their experience with everyone. And kids were talking with the family. And it was like this beautiful moment. And then everyone just like rocked this shirt that like... was just about this family's kind of migration essentially into Paris.
That's so beautiful. You've already talked about the skater influence and streetwear. Can you give me a sense of the look? Is there a particular aesthetic? I know you're doing very specific projects, but is there a particular style that you're working with here?
Well, so for Total Luxury Spa, it's definitely influenced by sort of like the 60s and 70s. Which was obviously a time where there was a big kind of emphasis on sort of utopian ideas of the future. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of just rich material to kind of pull from. It's a space that I've kind of collected in for a long time, whether it's kind of records or old books, design books, kind of conversational books. And it's a space that we've kind of pulled from quite a bit. And then we bring it into sort of like a bit more of a contemporary kind of conversation about maybe something that's happening in the neighborhood or something that's happening globally that we kind of want to talk about. And so sometimes we shine light on maybe some of the issues around some of those ideas, like meaning issues from the 60s where they were kind of talking about a utopian future that wasn't really possible. And why was that not possible? And we sort of like maybe poke holes in it a little bit.
Yeah.
But we bring it into a kind of a contemporary conversation. So whether that's with a sort of mom and pop shop here in the neighborhood, like really specifically like locally or kind of on a global platform. And Una kind of does that same thing in a way, but it does it through maybe the lens of this sort of like a spirit, if you will.
Yeah.
So for the Una collection that we have coming up, we're taking proceeds from the Gucci Vault kind of collab And we're going to build a garden at the local elementary school right up the street. It's like a mile up the street from here. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be, you know, a year, 2 year project with the local elementary school for the kids to build a garden. And it's going to be kind of a garden education series that's going to go on to teach the kids about gardening. And, you know, a lot of the graphics that we pulled from are kind of around these ideas of like the garden of the mind, if you will, ideas around sort of meditation and mindfulness and things like that.
Yeah. I was going to ask you how you're integrating sustainability into your work, but it feels like it's just already there. It's in your deep structure, in your DNA.
Yeah, I mean, I wish it's a good question. I think we would love to do it more. I think at the moment, I sort of have a lot to say about it. So
say it. We want to hear.
I guess there's a couple things. I guess, you know, as we sort of moved into the fashion space, I think I quickly realized just how much waste there is.
Yeah.
And for a small company like ours, the amount of waste that there is, I can't imagine for larger companies. So, you know, we wanted to figure that out and kind of do something about it. We figured out a way to develop a 100% recycled shirt that's completely organic. And even with that, like, I don't know, the pipeline of production is like really challenging. So that's something, for instance, that we need to like figure out, you know, like for the scale that we're at now, it's kind of fine, but to grow and to be able to keep up with that scale and to be able to keep the pipeline open and get the kind of quality and the material that we want is extremely challenging. And then obviously that stuff comes at like a price point that maybe is a little bit higher than we'd like it to be. So those are like, you know, maybe some of the challenges. And then, you know, as we develop things, like as we want to do a bit more like, you know, cut and sew and kind of nicer cuts and keeping in line with that idea, you know, it becomes challenging. You kind of have to figure out, you know, where the resources are and where to get these things from. And, you know, you might be able to get something, but then it has to take 6 planes to get here. It doesn't make any sense. So to do it in an ethical and also kind of just a way that feels good at the end of the day, I think, can be challenging in a lot of different ways. So we're always kind of trying to figure that out. So everyone here sort of pulls double duty, if you will, sort of figuring out how to do that stuff and then to then design it at a certain quality and kind of feel. Those two things are always kind of challenging each other, if you will.
Yeah. You've already talked really beautifully about the work you do with your community. I know you've been working with the Friends of the LA River. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was on a previous project. So I grew up in LA. I've always been fascinated with the LA River specifically because at one point it was a natural river. Most people in LA think it's man-made because most of it is concrete at this point. And it sort of has a little bit of a dark kind of history, I guess you could say, in terms of where the water came from originally and why it's used and how it was cut off and where it's going. And LA always has always dealt with sort of water issues. And I think in some ways it was a good metaphor for sort of like the collection that we were doing. And the LA River specifically, the Friends of the LA River was really interesting because, you know, they're doing some really interesting initiatives to kind of help and sustain certain kind of natural parts of the river, which most people don't know about. So you can go there and do tours with them. They teach you about kind of the history of the river. At one point, you know, people would fish and sort of live out of the LA River. Obviously before it was called the LA River, but you know, when you come to LA, it just feels like some sort of like maybe sewage runoff or something like that at this point, you know? And so even people that are local that grew up in LA, when we did that project, I think they were kind of like shocked at sort of the history of the LA River. And also that there's, you know, that there's a foundation that's doing a lot of work to kind of preserve the history and, you know, sustainability around the river and some of the natural spaces around the river, especially as like, right now, in the last 5 to 10 years, the development in LA is kind of crazy. Like, it definitely feels like it's starting to turn into a different place than the space that I grew up in.
Yeah. And what was the work you were doing with the Friends of the LA River?
So we did a shirt with them specifically. Yeah. And then the proceeds from that shirt went back to them as well.
I guess one of the things I want to find out from you is why? Why bring wellness, activism, and fashion together like this?
In some ways, kind of stumbled into it in the sense that like it's something I've always been passionate about. And even before starting Total Luxury Spa, even before Una or all these other things, I think I've always been involved in one way or another in the community. And I think with Total Luxury Spa, it was this really interesting way of kind of getting conversations out there in the world that I was interested in. And you can make art around these things and you can kind of build conversations and you can write about them and everything. But I think the best way to kind of make a change is to do it, like to start in your backyard first.
Yeah.
And I think there's a way to do it where, you know, you can kind of create interesting conversations and just put people together at the end of the day. I think if we do anything, it's about putting community and people together first.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, even in the early days of Total Luxury Spa, before there was any ever clothes, we were, you know, we were putting out kind of publications and zines from emerging artists or people in the neighborhood that wanted to get kind of a story out. We did a sort of a summertime film series here in the studio where we'd clear all the tables out and chairs. Different artists would kind of showcase films. And it was a really interesting kind of intersection of like kids from the neighborhood, colleagues, designers, artists, all kind of coming together to sort of share obscure films. And then we started doing a meditation workshop here in the studio once a week on Wednesday mornings where it was free. It was open to the public. All different people would show up. It'd be like mom and dads and kids and design colleagues. And it was really cool. And I don't know, we would just host this kind of like early in the morning, hour long meditation kind of practice. And I think it really helped everyone, including myself.
Yeah.
And so those type of projects have always kind of been going on. And, you know, as a design studio, we've just kind of tried to figure out ways of like building communication tools around that, I guess
yeah,
you could say,
yeah.
And sort of bring people into the conversation in different ways.
What can we expect to see from you on Gucci Vault?
So we're going to be kind of announcing Una, our spirit animal. We're going to showcase a handful of these kind of publication shirts that we've been developing, ideas from the 60s and 70s through the form of kind of book covers, playing around with some of these ideas that we were talking about. A couple really nice custom cut sweatsuits and really just kind of, you know, bringing Una to sort of the conversation and through that kind of introducing our Una spirit animal in kind of a new way.
Yeah. So exciting. Listening to your talk, I'm starting to wonder whether the future of a fashion is something more multifunctional. Brands like Total Luxury Spa that are presenting an offering that is so multifaceted. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would love to see brands sort of step into sort of different mediums and you know, I think fashion's always going to be sort of at the center of it, but I think there can be a lot of different conversations around it. And I think opening up conversations of accessibility, opening conversations of like what's happening in your backyard, you know, I think brands spend a lot of money on fashion shows and things like that. And I think a lot of that money can go towards, it doesn't mean that it's pulling away from those things, but I think a lot of the money can go towards things that, you know, are needed, especially today in society. So I think,
yeah,
you know, there's different ways of kind of doing that. And I think brands have this amazing opportunity to be part of those conversations.
What's next for you? What are your plans for the future?
Build Una, developing projects with artists. We have a big artist kind of series coming up that we're going to do where artists kind of take over a lot of the shirts that we're doing and kind of create these conversations through those shirts. And then there's a bigger kind of drop that we're doing towards the end of the year called Team Spirit. It's based around sort of bringing spirituality and sports together.
Okay.
This idea that there's a lot of parallels between the two. And so we're going to kind of play around with those two ideas between sort of sports and jerseys and things like that mixed with sort of spirituality.
We can't wait to see what that looks like. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Of course. Thank you.
In our next episode, we'll be meeting more of the inspiring brands sharing our space on Gucci Vault. See you then.
Thank you for listening. Discover more about the world of Vault in the episode's notes.